Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always. What are we looking at today?
Well, this time, we're going into the world of dating, kind of.
Oh.
Yeah, I was browsing Lifestyle Hub 101 and
Okay.
stumbled on this article, What is Breadcrumbing?
Breadcrumbing.
Yeah, a deep dive into emotional manipulation.
Interesting.
And it's from, December 25th. 2024.
Very recent.
Yeah, so it's pretty new. The full article is behind a paywall.
Oh.
But they've got other interesting stuff on there, like dating and relationship safety guide.
Right.
Getting into or back into the dating scene. So it seems like a website that, you know, goes pretty deep on relationships and all that.
For sure. It sounds like they take it seriously.
Yeah, so I figured this breadcrumbing thing, you know, worth a closer look.
Definitely. So what exactly is breadcrumbing? Like, why is it, why are they calling it emotional manipulation?
Right. That's what caught my eye, too.
Yeah.
Emotional manipulation sounds pretty serious.
It is. And sadly, it's more common than you'd think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Breadcrumbing, it's this thing where someone gives you just enough attention to keep you hanging on.
Oh, I see.
But they have zero intention of actually committing or following through.
Oof. Sounds kind of mean.
It can be. It's like leading someone on without any real payoff.
Right. And the article, it talks about inconsistent communication being a big red flag.
Exactly. Like you might get a random text or call every now and then.
Okay.
Just enough to make you think they're interested.
Yeah, yeah.
But then crickets.
Silence.
Exactly. And then they pop up again weeks later acting like nothing happened.
Ugh, that would drive me crazy.
Yeah.
But isn't it possible someone's just, you know, busy? Like, how do we tell the difference between genuine, lack of time and this more manipulative stuff?
That's a great point. It's all about the pattern and intent behind those actions, right?
Okay.
If it's breadcrumbing, there's a deliberate inconsistency. They throw out these vague compliments,
right,
make promises they never keep.
Oh, like we should hang out sometime.
Exactly. But sometime never actually comes.
Wow. So it's less about the actions themselves and more about the underlying motivation.
Yeah, exactly.
Tricky.
It is, yeah.
Can you give us like a real world example, something to help us, you know, really picture this?
Sure. Imagine someone who's constantly liking your posts on social media.
Okay, yeah.
Sending flirty messages every so often, but they never actually suggest meeting up in person.
They're engaging, but not really actually engaging.
Exactly. They're keeping you hooked without any real effort.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's like they're getting something out of it, but not really giving anything back.
Right.
It reminds me of that other article on Lifestyle Hub 101, the Dating and Relationship Safety Guide.
Oh, right.
Probably talks about these kinds of red flags, doesn't it?
Most likely, yeah. Learning to spot these patterns early on is crucial. And it's not just romantic relationships either. Breadcrumbing can happen in friendships, at work.
Oh, wow.
Really anywhere.
So this is more widespread than we think.
It is, yeah.
Okay, so we see the signs. But what kind of impact does this breadcrumbing have on the person on the receiving end?
Well, imagine constantly feeling like you're on the verge of something real.
Yeah.
But then having your hopes dashed again and again, it can be emotionally exhausting.
Yeah.
You start to feel used, undervalued.
Right.
It can really chip away at your self-esteem.
And like you were saying, it can make you doubt your own judgment.
Absolutely. You start wondering if you're misreading the signals,
yeah,
overreacting.
Totally.
It can be really confusing and disheartening.
It almost sounds like a form of gaslighting.
They can feel that way, yeah.
Making you question your own reality.
Exactly. And what's even more complex is that the person doing the breadcrumbing,
yeah,
they might not even realize the damage they're causing.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes it's not even malicious. Maybe they're just conflict avoidant.
Ah.
Okay. Or unsure of what they want themselves.
Makes sense.
But regardless of their intent, the impact on the other person is still significant.
Right. It can make it really hard to trust people and form genuine connections.
Exactly.
So what can our listeners do if they think they're being breadcrumbed?
The first step is recognizing it for what it is. Don't dismiss your feelings.
Right.
And then communicate. Tell the person what you need, what you're looking for.
Be upfront.
Exactly. If the behavior continues despite your efforts,
yeah,
it might be time to step back, you know,
yeah,
reevaluate the relationship and consider distancing yourself. It's about protecting your own well-being.
Prioritizing yourself.
Exactly.
It all comes back to setting those boundaries, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Healthy relationships, whether romantic or otherwise, are built on mutual respect, clear communication, and genuine effort from both sides.
Right. And if someone consistently makes you feel less than or emotionally drained,
yeah,
it might be time to move on.
Find those connections that nurture you.
Exactly. Wow, this has been incredibly insightful. Thank you.
No problem.
And for our listeners, we'll leave you with this.
Mm-hmm.
How much do we, as a society, tolerate these subtle forms of manipulation? What does that say about our relationships in this digital age? Something to think about.
Definitely.
Until next time.
See ya.